So then C.R. Anthony was way ahead of Sam Walton by many years.
Oh, yes, that's correct. The age difference could be 40 years, a whole generation.
Well, he obviously then was taken with your company, your family, because he knew you were successful. The C.R. Anthony stores have their concept, and Sam had his. So are you saying that you were upper end and he was?
There's a very, very clear difference. Walmart was a discount store. Walmart had a corporate philosophy, and they put it on the sign of their stores. It said, "We sell for less." Now, we always had, way before they thought of the words, a slogan called everyday low prices. But if you sell for less, then you have to be, first of all, very efficient, but you also have to maybe offer less. You offer self-service. We called self-service no service. We didn't offer no service. We didn't offer self-service. We offered customer service. We instructed all of our employees in every store, and they could tell you that was the number one goal for every year that I was president and for lots of years prior to that as well. We didn't line people up like cattle to check them out at a cash register. We had wrap stations throughout the store to give them a little more attention and to treat them a little better, I think, with a little more personal courtesy. The person that sold them the merchandise wrapped it up for them and collected their money. Discount stores in those days, and now I'm talking about the 70s, for example, did not have private label merchandise. People like Levi originally wouldn't sell to discounters, and only later did they have a different tab or color of tab or different brand of merchandise to let discounters things. Now, things have changed in the meantime, but some people want branded merchandise. You know, Hanes Knitwear, we were the largest customer for Hanes Knitwear. I know that the Haas family, at one time I asked them, that was about 1984, Mr. Robert Haas VII, I think, was in Oklahoma City, and I told him that our calculation was that in the previous 40 years that we had sold more Levi's than anyone else in the world. And he said, yes, that's what our records would show also. That's branded merchandise. Discount stores did not have Haggar pants. Mr. Haggar and Mr. C.R. Anthony were very close personal friends. There's a certain story about how my grandfather helped him one time when he was having a problem with his pant company, especially getting collections from people that needed to pay their invoices. And then my grandfather became one of the very, very, very few people to own Haggar stock after the Haggar family itself. My granddad helped him to get through a financial crisis, and then when Mr. Haggar wanted to pay him back, he said, no, I'm not going to let you pay me back, but I want some of the stock in your company. So that, he knew, was very precious. Anyway, I hope I touched on some of the difference between a discount store and a retail store that is customer service-oriented and sells branded merchandise.
So when Sam Walton comes along with his discount concept, did you feel some kind of threat to some of your merchandise?
No, because largely they had variety store type merchandise. They had plastic buckets and motor oil and things that we didn't sell. Also, we were called a junior department store. We did not sell appliances, for example, or even small appliances. We focused on clothing, family clothing, to include shoes. Now, some department stores would have a leased shoe department. We always had our own shoe department.